we're gonna finish up Simon Tzadik Beis today, Mirz Hashem, Sif Ches and Sif Tes, and maybe we'll get a chance to start Tzadik Gimel. It's not hard from today. I'm saying that today's Chaim is not hard, but it's a pretty esoteristic to know in terms of practical halacha. Some very, very important rules to understand thoroughly. So let's make sure that we understand everything good. Sif Ches says Machmas Shel Chalav Shenasnu Bekira. You had a pan that you were cooking some milk in it, and you put it inside the kira, inside the stove, underneath a pot of basar. So the olden days, the stoves looked something like this, to the best of my knowledge. It was more or less something that looks like a box, and inside it had an opening. Inside of it, that's where you put the fuel, where you put the wood to heat it up, and then it had an opening on top, which was called the kira, which was the stove, and you put a pot on top of that opening, and it becomes cooked because there's a fire that's coming from on bottom, and that cooks the food. Sometimes they would even put the food inside; it would lower it down. This is basically the stove top. That's how it was. So, because they had an opening over here to be able to put in the wood, so sometimes they were able to cook two things at the same time. You could put a pan inside the kira, inside the box on top of the fire, plus the pot that was on top of the stove. So that's what the guy did. He put a machvas of chalav that he was cooking chalav in, inside the kira, and on top of the kira, by the opening, he had a pot of basar. So, what's the problem? How should the pot of basar become usar from the chalav? Nothing's touching it. In Sif, hey, vav, we said that the milk, if the milk spritz, if you're cooking basar on the stove and the milk spritzes onto it, then it's nivla into the pot and you can usar it, and it depends if it's negar haroitev or negar harekon, right? But over here, it's not touching anything, okay? I also understand if I cook milchigs in a fleishiger pot, that's pashut, because when I cook fleishigs, the basar was nivla into the doif niyakli. Now I'm cooking milchigs, the tam basar is going out into the food. There's a connection. The milchiger food is touching somehow, coming in contact with the fleishigs. What's happening over here? So comes the chiddush of Sif Ches and tells us that the connection is the zeya, the steam that's rising from the milchiger food that you're cooking in the pan. Steam is going up, and that steam connects to the fleishiger pot. That steam touches the bottom of the fleishiger pot. That is tantamount to the tipas chalav that's falling on the outside of the pot. So it's like I have this pan is actually the milk, the hot milk that's in this pan is touching the bottom part of the pot. So therefore, I have to have shishim in the fleishiger pot against the milk that's in the pan, even though it's separated, it's not touching the gufa chalav, but it's touching the zeya. And the zeya in halacha has the din of the food itself, just like we find in Hilchas Tuma that sometimes over there you need a halacha, should have a halacha of a mashke. So the steam of the mayim also has a din of the mayim. So we carry that over, says the Shulchan Aruch, to the case of that the steam of the chalav has the din of the chalav itself, and therefore you'll have to have shishim against the chalav. Hazeya oila, the steam from the milk goes up, and nivla begdeira, and it's nivla into the pot, vaisartan, and it makes it aser. When is there going to be steam? Im hayachalav machvas. Obviously, only if there's chalav in the machvas. If you're cooking something par in the machvas, that's not going to be such a big problem because it's not milching a steam. Beinon shishim betavshel shebegdeira neged hachalav machvas. And if you're going to have shishim in the fleishig pot against the chalav in the machvas,
the whole thing,
as if, yeah, because it connects.
Not evaporating the entire chalav, we're evaporating only.
Well, there could be that there's more tam that comes out through it. We have to be concerned that it's even more than just the drop of chalav that's touching the basar. There, it's only that one drop. Here, the zeya is connecting the
so
milk
it's like
to
a
the.
Stream or
yeah. It's like the whole thing is touching.
Wow.
Basar is on top or the chalav is on top?
In our example, we use the case of that the basar was on top and the challah was in the pan. It could be flipped around, would be the same thing. This is all talking about that the pan of milk that you have on bottom is magula. It's uncovered. That's why the steam, and the steam is rising from the food, from the milk, and it's reaching the fleishig pot. It's talking about that the fleishig pot is close enough to the milchig pan that when the steam goes from the milchig pan to the fleishige pot, when it reaches the fleishige pot, the steam is still hot. The steam is still yatsi ledes. Because the steam wouldn't be yatsi ledes anymore, then how would it be nivla into the pot? That would be like... True. Let's assume for now that the pot is not yatsi ledes. The pot would not be yatsi ledes, and you have cold milk that spills on a cold pot, right? You're fine. You just wash it off, clean it. So let's say in the case at least that the pot is still, that the pot was not heated up yet, it was just now placed on the, you were in the middle of flows, you were cooking the milk in the milk pan on inside, and then you brought the fleishige pot on, fleishige pot didn't yet get hot, so then Taka we're going to say, even if the steam rises, the steam has to be hot by the time it reaches the pot. Otherwise, it will be ki'ilu you have mamashes of chalav on the pot. But then all you have to do is wash it off. It's not nivle into the pot. It doesn't answer the pot. If you would later go and maybe heat up the pot, so then maybe it would be nivle into the pot then.
Steam is a residue?
Assuming that it wasn't... Yeah, it would be considered a residue of chalav. Assuming it doesn't dry up first. But if, like you were Meir, if the pot would be hot in its own right, the pot would be yatzei ledes. So you're cooking the pot first, and then you're stuck in the milchig pan. So then, as long as the zeya reaches the fleishig pot, even if it's not yatzei ledes, even if it's far enough away, by the time it reaches it, it's not yatzei ledes. So then, it will be able to be nivla into it. So either one, if the zeya is yatzei ledes, what?
How far?
It's datacham. It will be able to be nivla bekula. You'll have to have shishim against the chalof. The bottom thing is hot.
But I guess it's not hot anymore.
Oh, you're saying if the kli is hot and the zeya is cold, in the chenami, then it shouldn't really be nivla.
But we're flipping everything upside down, though. Because in the case when the top one comes in, we can say the normal case of when something falls into something else, we say the bottom one's a stronger one, right?
Because it's staying in its place.
So in this case, we're moving the other way around.
Maybe the top one's considered staying in its place.
Yeah, I was saying that's
I have to think about that.
Flies around.
I would think they're both considered staying in their place, and this is on bottom. That's what I would think, but there's something what to think about. It's a good horror. Vegan Meyer should carve called Kach Shayatzi Ledes Bezei, that it's close enough that the Yatzi Ledes and Zei, when it reaches the place of Kabak, Makam Shanei Begdera, the place where it touches the Gdera. Aval in any Yatzi Ledes Bezei, but if the Zei is cold when it reaches there, so true, you have Mamashas of Cholov that reached the place of Kabak, but assuming that the place of Kabak is cold, Hakol Shari, everything is mutter. Belachain, says the Ramah, therefore, Toilim Basr Le Yabe Shal Gdera Shal Cholov. Let's say you're cooking on the stovetop, it's cooking Cholov, and you have hanging from the wall or from somewhere above, in the cabinets or whatever it is, you're hanging salamis, things for the meat to dry out. So the steam is going up from the chalav, and the steam is going to reach the salami. Is going to make the salami aser or not? So the steam will reach the salami, so it depends. The salami is cold. So therefore, if the milchig is steam that reaches the salami, is yatzei ledes when it reaches there, meaning it's close enough to the food that and when it reaches it, it's still going to be yatzei ledes, so then it will take to be nivla into the salami and aser the salami. If it's far enough away that by the time it reaches it, it's no longer yatzei ledes, then it won't be able to aser the salami. It'll be nivla onto the salami. You wouldn't be allowed to just eat the salami as is. You'll have to wash it off. But, hold on, let's pause this.